Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Reinvent Yourself Podcast, a space where we heal, we laugh, and discuss some real issues that people face daily. My name is Shantae, and I am not only the host of this show, but also a mental health advocate and founder of Reinvent Yourself Coaching. Here, I share a life journey to self-love and the importance of mental health and self-care. I am so glad you decided to join me today. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, everybody, and thanks again for tuning in for yet another episode. So today's episode, we're going to dive into peace. Protect your positive outlook and your peace on things that happen in life. And this is very important because nowadays, there are so many distractions out here. It's so many things that can trigger us. It's so many things that can set us off. It's so many things that can get in the way of our peace. So, and just our positive outlook on things. So, we need to focus on our positive outlook. We need to focus on that peace and don't let nobody or nothing interfere with that. If you find yourself feeling drained by someone's negative energy, don't try to reason with them. Change their mind or convert them to your own positive way. But instead, you have to breathe deeply, knowing that your time in their company will pass sooner than later. Everyone is on their own journey, and by conserving your own energy in this way, you will ensure that you are not dragged down their path with them. Because there's a lot of people out here that will try to convert you over to their way of thinking or convert you over to their way of living or their life or just drag your energy down to them because they see that you are vibing on a high frequency and you just chilling and you calm and you don't let nothing get to you. And that's that mindfulness. Let that mindfulness kick in. Because when you practice mindfulness, when you are calm and you were in tune with yourself and when you are understanding yourself on a whole nother level, that brings forth a lot of strength within yourself, a lot of structure within yourself, you know, and it's just that calmness, that calm demeanor. You don't let nothing out here interfere with you or your peace. That's why you can tell when people are in that calm state and they don't let, and it is what it is out here. I can't change it. That's your problem. You have to deal with that. I'm over here. I'm in my own zone. That's what that means. But it can bring forth so much. Your health can be better. Blood pressure issues, heart issues, headaches, stress, depression, anxiety, all of that is controlled because you learn how to control yourself. You learn how to stay in your lane. And some people, they don't like that. Some people challenge themselves to get you out of your element, to get you out of your zone. And we don't want that. You have to forget about being perfect. Just because you don't look at that positive outlook on things, you might like slip off the boats from time to time because we all have our days. It's life. Don't mean that you lack something because we are all imperfect people. So you got to forget about being perfect. No one gets everything 100% right. 100% of the time, what matters is that you gave your best in anything that you do. And something, like if something that doesn't go according to your plan, or you find yourself judging or criticizing your performance, you have to remind yourself that you gave your best, and your best will always be good enough for you. Even if you know next time will be even better. So that's why when we are doing things, when we are out here working, when we are out here like completing and checking off these goals, we have to understand that we are giving the best that we can get at that moment in time. because every day is not going to be 100% of what we want it to be all the time. And I think sometimes we tend to forget that. Again, it's that positive outlook on anything that you're doing. You got up out of bed, started your day, walked out that door, and tried to complete any mission that you set forth to complete. You have to look at that as being great. You gave your all when you woke up and you got ready and you went out and you tried your best to complete that task, because you set forth to do whatever it is that you set forth to do. So you have to look at that in a positive light. You have to look at that as you gave your all on that day. Because we taking it slow, remember? We taking it a day at a time, and that's what we have to do. We can't look at the failures. Because with failures comes 100% perfection to whatever it is that we need to do. You think people get it right on the first try? No, they don't get it right on the first try. So we just have to keep trying. You have to keep trying no matter what obstacles or what hurdles that you have to jump over to get that job done. Because sometimes something doesn't work out because at that moment it was not meant for us. Even if we feel a deep connection to something or to someone in general, if it don't work out, we have to understand and we have to accept the fact that it just was not meant, and that it's okay. It is okay if it wasn't meant. It is okay if you gave your all and it failed. All you need to look at is that you tried, that you was up for the challenge when that challenge presented itself. It's like you have to keep that positive mentality, that positive outlook, and don't look at nothing in life that you had attempted to be looked at as a waste, because it is not a waste. You did that. If it's something that is meant, or maybe you crossed paths at the wrong, like you could have crossed paths at the wrong time with whatever was meant for you to do. Have you ever looked back on your life, any moment in your life, and you attempted something, or you attempted a relationship, a friendship, anything, job, a business idea, and it failed, but for some reason it stayed on your mind? Or you met that friend again, you attempted that relationship again, you went after that business that you tried to start before, and it was just on your mind, and you went back to pursue it, and it succeeded. Because at that moment in time, the first time, it wasn't right. You were not ready. It was something that you were lacking within yourself that made you not be prepared or ready for. But this moment in time, when you attempted it again, guess what? It worked out perfectly. It worked out for you. Because everything is your mental. It's how you look at things. It's how you address things. It's how you respond to things. And sometimes we are not ready for certain things because mentally we are not ready. Emotionally, we're not ready. Physically, we're not ready. Like, it can be many different factors as to why we are not ready. So we need to keep that in mind when we are trying to pursue anything out of life. I don't care what it could be. Sometimes you have to understand that forgiving yourself or forgiveness is good. But forgiveness and staying around something or someone that you have to keep forgiving, or can either do more damage than the good. So you have to keep like living during the healing process of anything that you go through. So just because something didn't work out, a relationship, job, or whatever, you have to forgive yourself for it not working out. To keep that positive mind frame, to keep that positive outlook on things, because it was a reason not to. Even a relationship. Or you have to forgive that person. Like, you could have been at a job and they fired you because of your lack of skills or your lack of knowledge. You can't be grudgeful for that. That relationship didn't work out because you felt they didn't treat you right, or maybe you didn't treat them right. You have to forgive them or forgive yourself for it not working out. Like, you can't be grudgeful or look at the negative outcome of it, because it's not as positive. You weren't ready. But you have to think that situation that you were in taught you something. You just have to look at what did it teach you at that moment in time that you needed to be taught. Because life is a lesson. It's a continuous lesson. And it's what we look at, how we look at it, and how we view our situations that we are put in. You can choose to be negative and choose to look at it in a negative light. Or you could choose to look at it in a positive light. Everything is a lesson that we go through in life. Everything we go through is teaching us something. We just have to understand what it is that it's trying to teach us. Everything is a sign. It's just, can you interpret that sign that it's giving you? It's just like you have to look with deep within and have to understand what it is that you are going through or what it's trying to teach you, because that's what life is. Life every day is a teachable moment. And then once you realize and once you have that positive outlook when it comes to situations, it would amaze you how happy you become, how incredible your strength will increase as an individual. Like, you would be proud of yourself, of who you are. You would do nothing but you would stand proudly in who you are. And nobody will ever be able to knock you off of that hat that you are on. So I'm about to wrap this episode up, but just a final thought to this episode is just keep that positive outlook in your situations. Because at the end of the day, you are able, you are healthy, you are capable to start over if you need to. Every day that we wake up is a fresh start to do anything that we set forth to do. Until then, I'll hit y'all on the next episode. Thank y'all.